when I first met my husband and he's a chef, the birthday present, I cook him the Thai dish. It's green curry. And I said, you know, this is what my culture brought me and just want you to try this. And he's like, wow, nobody ever cooked for me.
Because it's hard to cook for a chef. You feel intimidated.
When I cook, I just feel like, why can I try? Because he wouldn't know the real Thai food.
Yeah,
because I'm Thai. I'm just going to go with it. When he said, hey, two thumbs up is the best. So I'm like, wow, that's good.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Sue Picha and Philip Hillenbrand from Bottega Cucina. Now, Philip, I interviewed you for a local hero segment years ago when you were a chef at the Deerfield Inn, and now you've got this Bottega Cucina. Tell me your mission of the restaurant.
For the most part, a chef should never stop learning. You know, you always still have to sharpen your knives, your skill set, and the benefit of meeting my wife was gathering her Thai cuisine and taking it to the next step.
So your mission culinarily and in life changed because you met the woman who is now your wife, Sue Picha, and
absolutely
merged your tradition. So what's your tradition?
My parents used to own a Thai restaurant in Northampton. It's the first Thai restaurant called Thai Kitchen. Pretty much after they closed the restaurant and moved back to Thailand, I want to eat out, but you know, things are expensive.
Yeah.
So I kind of like have to self-taught, like how to cook the Thai food
mm-hmm.
the way I always like. I'm proud of myself as never really gone to school, but I'm doing the dish as I go and I'm create some dish that, you know, every time when I do something and people smiling after they walk out, and that's make me happy.
Mm.
The more I cook at the restaurant, because our restaurant is open kitchen and people start to smell the food, you mm-hmm. know, and because we use all the fresh ingredient and all the sauce, you know, when you cook in the wok, it's the smell of the wok,
yeah.
the heat. And it's just like everybody start to asking about what you do and people want to try, you know, and that's why we kind of infuse all the Thai food East, Meets West theme, you know, to our restaurant.
Yeah. So you've got the Thai influence. And what influence and tradition do you bring to it, Philip?
I'm classically trained at the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York.
He's a CIA agent.
Working on my FBI skills, food and beverage. And, you know, started out as an Italian restaurant because I felt comfortable. I was the head chef at Molino's after I graduated college. So it felt comfortable and decided to bring that flavor down to West Springfield. Of course, I wanted a small restaurant. It is a small restaurant. If you're sitting at the bar, it's almost like you're in the kitchen. And that's kind of how I designed it, you know, because Bottega Cucina means kitchen workshop. And then when I met my wife, she added that Thai cuisine. So it kind of evolved into more of a fusion style, taking her flavors. Like we have a dish called Marco Silk Tray that we've created. It's actually a vodka sauce with a classic dish with kapow. It's a ground meat with holy basil and seasoning, a little chili. So it's got a little zing to it. Sometimes it's not on the specials board, but we might have kapow because my wife cooks it.
Yeah.
One time I make the hot basil, the kapow. And then I said to my husband, I have one customer that coming in always asking for the penne vodka. And I said, I want to try that, but I also craving for kapow. Is there any way can you combine them that together? He's like, I don't know what to do. And I said, please try. I'm sure it's going to be good. When I have a bite, it's like, oh my God, it's so good. It's spicy.
So you've got three amazing dishes here that I couldn't help but already dig into before we hit go. Tell me about the local aspect of what you're bringing and tell me what I'm eating as I will continue to eat.
Well, first of all, the cilantro on top, we picked it on our way out of the house. So
we have a local garden. Local, yeah.
The honey with a sesame aioli there, we use from Tom's raw honey. So it's all raw, organic. From Ludlow. We linked up with him at the farmer's market in Springfield. We do that every Tuesday. So the penne gorgonzola, we use maple lime cream from Hadley. We went and visit these cows. They're the most friendliest cows. It's all 100% Jersey.
Most people from Jersey aren't as friendly as these cows.
Well, we use coconut milk, which is a Thai product. And then the curry is a Thai product. And pineapple, of course, gives it a little sweetness.
So local when you can, and then stuff from Thailand to infuse these cultures.
That's correct.
It's amazing sort of analogy to life and your lives in general, being two folks that got married and merged your own personal lives and cultures together, and now have done it in the kitchen of Bottega Cucina in West Springfield.
And you were sharing with me that in September, you have a new thing you're bringing to your business venture, which is a truck, a food truck.
Ooh, yes.
We frequent Thailand quite often, and I fell in love with Thai street food, and my wife warned me about that. And I've had a dream for her to have to showcase her cuisine skills and her Thai street food skills. And I decided, why don't we get a food truck? She's like, no, I'm not ready. And then we looked online, we saw a small bus. So I was like, that's perfect.
I think that's great. I can't wait to try that. And that'll be almost exclusively like Thai food?
Or it's all like our Thai street food.
We could park it right out in front of your office.
I can't wait. Philip Hillebrand and Sue Picha from Bottega Cucina in West Springfield, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.